Say begin your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamer Tag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode of your Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me is Rihanna Manuel Pena. What's up, Ri?
Hello out there. We got an interesting one today.
A very interesting one, yeah.
I will say just a quick preview, a quick spoiler. When you sent me the trailer for this, the first and only thing I said was, this is so Japanese.
Oh, it's very Japanese, but it's so cool, so cool. So for those who don't know, actually, I played this game weeks ago. I finished it like 3 weeks ago or something like that. So I'm going to be reviewing Dench Attack. This is from the developers Underquarters. The game just came out, actually, a couple hours ago. Axe-free. For those who don't know, I was playing this game nonstop.
Nonstop. Every single
from
day.
From the beginning to the end. Let me see how long it took me to actually complete it. But I know that this game reminded me so much of like the Dreamcast era, like that type of vibe. Just the graphics, the way how you fight, the way you do things with like Tony Hawk style and so on. But the game is amazing. I think it's two things. One is one of the biggest surprises of this year for me. And also I'll put it up there like, one of my favorite games of this year, too. Like, I put it up. There were a couple other games, too. It's really good. So, so good. But we'll talk about it in a few minutes. But, Ri, before we talk about this, do you know anything about the game? Because I know I want you to be, you know, asking me questions about it and everything. But do you know anything? Have you seen stuff online or anything like that before I talk about the game?
Yes. So I've seen a very small amount from this game, mostly in showcases and clips and teasers. But from the Steam page, I do know that this is a train skating game, essentially.
Yes.
So the pitch they have here is hop aboard your custom gravity-defying train and embark on a hectic quest to defeat the sinister Mirado Corporation alongside a vibrant pack of outcasts. Ollie, yes. Kickflip and grind your way through Japan's biggest cities, as well as a world of meadows, volcanoes, and oceans. Rack up points and chase that sweet high score as you flip a trick and stick the landing in your customizable ride. And I will say that was accurate, but not at all enough to understand how much game this game is. Like how game,
yeah.
This is a game-ass game, I guess is the best way to say it.
Big time, big time. And look, you start with this character. Her name is Emmy. She, you will see her line in the game, but eventually there's another person you're going to get to meet. And there's a competition that's called Dench Attack, a competition, a train competition. It's a train cart competition where you do flips, tricks, everything. So think of it as like, I'll tell you three games that reminds me of everything combined. It's, think of a Tony Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic,
for sure.
Sonic in there. Maybe some Jet Set Radio a little bit with like the animation, like the graphic style. And
very
also
bright
of the
colors.
Music,
yeah.
And the music too. And more importantly, which I love this game so much, it reminds me a little bit of also of Thumper. Remember Thumper? Yeah.
I love
Thumper. That game. Yeah, I still play that game to this day. And
that's a good pull.
The reason is you know, you're the train. And you could switch tracks left to right, which reminds you a lot of that, of Thumper, right? The music and everything. And you control Emmy. You'll have like the basic train later in the game. There's going to be different type of trains where some of them you could do more tricks. It could be faster, slower, There's like power moves you could do to attack enemies and attack bosses later in the game. You also will meet other people that are competing in the game where the competition where, you know, once you beat them, they also will join you. And all of you guys will work together to battle, you know, the final boss and so on. But I don't want to go too spoilery there, but it's a pretty cool story overall. But the highlight of this game is just like the how fun it is doing all these tricks. Like I try my best to do as many tricks as possible. Like there are certain levels you have to have a certain amount of points in order to go to the next level. And some levels is, okay, can you finish it? I mean, if you don't, let's say you die or make a mistake, you will go back, try again, and so on. It's not like super difficult, but later in the game, it gets challenging. It takes me a while to figure out, okay, I need to figure out how can I get more points? You know, because there's going to be tracks where you go up, and you're like loose, and right there's an opportunity for you to do like tricks, you know, all around and so on.
With your loose.
Yeah, and then from there, it will help you to get a lot of points because of your tricks. And also the way how you land, too, like it helps you, you know? So, and there's multiplier, too, where the more you do that, the more points you get. So, like, you could get those points even higher at the end of the game, you know? So, on that, those particular levels, there's a timer. So, you have to get those points at a certain amount of time. If not, it will tell you game over. Like, you have to retry it again, you know? So, it's not that hard. Not that hard at all. But overall, it's good. It's good. The thing also, I forgot to mention, the thing that I love about this game, like every level, it's like a new track, a new music song, and it stands out. Like it's so good. Of course, there's some Japanese songs, but there's like English songs in there too, man. So like, and some instrumentals, but yo, that is like the highlight for me is that it's a soundtrack. Soundtrack is so good. If there's a vinyl available for this game, like in stores, I'll buy that vinyl. Like that's how good it is. And like, look, I collect, for those who know, I collect vinyls, soundtracks. But yeah, what other questions are we gonna ask?
Yeah, I was gonna say, so I have a question because in the trailer, the two minute 30 second one that I saw, there were a lot of cuts back to a band like performing like near wherever the train track is. And I was wondering if that is part of the mechanics of the game or like part of the story. Like how
that was more for the trailer, but the song is in the game.
So the song's in the game, but there's no like cut to a music game in between because it adds almost the vibe that I got. And so I was a little confused.
No, that one is just more showing off the actual like band playing that's the band from the soundtrack from that particular song that we got to see in the trailer.
But not like playable or anything.
No, it's not playable. Like no, at all. What they did show is like you finding bosses. Like for example, there's one boss where the boss is a gigantic robot will shoot you like a, I don't know, like a ball. So with the train, you have to figure out, okay, let me jump, hit the ball so the ball can hit the boss. You know, so like there's going to be mechanics like that too in the game where you have to figure out how to attack these bosses, you know. So, and there's some where it's train tracks. Some of them, you will be on top of the boat. You control the boat, you know, like there's things like that. Yeah, it's a lot of different things like that. But in the beginning, it's all about the train. Focus on the train tracks. And later you could upgrade your train. You can make it faster. You could do like different type of tricks. I was like buying every train that I could think of that was there available. So right now, when I finished the game, it was almost 13 hours. It was like 12.8 hours. But it played amazing. Great on the ultra wide screen. Great on the Steam Deck too. Like it was Steam Deck or like Raw Guy Light. I did that too for a while. It's good. Plays really, really good.
So let me ask you this. As you're playing this game, you are a train, but you're also controlling other vehicles and you're in these sort of fantastical worlds. At any point, does it feel like legit, like I'm a train? Or do you instead almost feel like the train becomes a character?
I feel like the characters are the one controlling the train. But later in the game, you're going to have more characters that are going to join you. They're also going to be in the train with you. So you're going to hear like conversations. So it doesn't feel like, okay, I'm only the train. It doesn't feel like that way.
Okay.
You know, yeah. But it does, you will learn things to do because of the characters you get to meet in the game. And look, even the lonely screen, you'll see, oh, wait, this character joined because you beat that character in the competition or you know, you're for bragging rights. You're going back and forth, you know, and you will beat them and then eventually based on the conversation you have, you're getting along. I'm like, hey, you know what? It would join you. And then in the loyalty screen, you will see each person slowly part of that group. And it's growing and growing. It's just one page of the same image, but new characters will be in that loyalty screen. Like, it's really, really cool. Yeah. So it doesn't feel like, okay, it's just the train. Like, you could tell it's the character controlling the train.
Okay, cool. So maybe more like
Dumper. What am I thinking of? Still Dumper, you know, it still has that vibe, but it also feels like a little bit of like a Jet Set Radio type, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking of, oh God, what's the game where you're like in a bunch of killer vehicles and they made a TV show about it?
Are you talking about, oh my God, the Sony game? I know exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, a Twisted Metal.
It's escaping me. Twisted Metal, thank you. Like a Twisted Metal where you have characters that are, the vehicles have some vibe to them, but it's really about the characters that are driving the train.
Yep. And look, you're going to get to see the voice acting. Everything is very like Japanese animation, that type of vibe. Like, you know, very excited and all that. Like, it's actually really good. I think it was so refreshing playing this game. One is very, very different. I feel like a lot of companies don't like to take that risk of like creating a new IP, something very unique like this, you know? And I'm glad, I don't know how it is in the other consoles, but I know on Steam to have this right now for $17, this game. I'm like, yo, what? That's cheap. And the game is getting high praise, like great reviews. It's getting reviews, great positive reviews everywhere. And this is like the perfect one to actually buy and check it out, because this is so unique. Again, I'll put it up there with games that I really enjoyed this year, Pragmata, Resident Evil, you know, a lot. Yeah, I put it up there. Like, it's one of my favorites. Like, now, this is going to be like a mainstream game? No, I think if you're a fan of like Sega Dreamcast games, like, you know, that Sonic Adventure era, Jet Set Radio era, you will definitely going to love this game, because it brings back those memories from that time.
So when you're playing this game, and like, you don't have to give spoilers, of course, but like, how does the pacing work? Or is it like you do a challenge level and then like drive to a boss and then defeat the world? Like, is there like an overworld or a linear narrative to it?
So in the beginning, you're going to see the different locations where you're going to go. But in the beginning of the game, I'm not going to lie, it felt a little bit overwhelming in the beginning, because I'm like, oh, I got to remember all these controls. Then you get used to it. But in the beginning stages, is you go from point A to point B. You gotta like manage to get to the end of that stage. So you do tricks. The more tricks you do, you will get a pretty good review and so on. It will help you to get more stuff to unlock in the future. Like, you could, because of that, it will help you to get upgrades, colors of like different types of trains, and you know, like different things like that. And also, you could upgrade a train where those trains have certain things that you do, but it's only available for those type of trains. You get what I'm saying?
So some specialty classes.
Specialty classes, all that stuff. Yeah. So, but like in the beginning, it was like, oh, press this to do this. And I'm like, oh man, it's a lot. Like, I had to get used to it. And then once I got used to that, I became a pro. Like, yo, I was like really into it. But it felt a little overwhelming. It's a lot going on the screen too in the beginning. It's just getting used to.
Okay, so the pacing kind of works.
There's tutorials in the beginning. Do this and then do that. Like, in the beginning, it's like, I don't know if you play Thumper or not, but in the beginning, it would say, okay, you're only in one lane. Mm-hmm. Jump, you know, like that. And then slowly, okay, hold A.
Tutorial.
Yeah, it's a tutorial. Yeah, and then later, okay, now switch to different tracks, you know, you got to get used to it. And then once you're like, okay, you're fully prepared now, here comes the real deal, you know, and then you get to see more type things like that later on in the game. But yeah, you're going to get to meet characters, and those characters you meet, they're like, okay, what's up? You want to battle? Like, let's go one-on-one. So like, you're battling with you're battling with that character, and you have to figure out how to beat that character, you know, based on points or getting to the area first or whatever, things like that.
Okay. And going back to the question, like, is there a narrative? It sounds like there kind of is, because there's people you're fighting against.
There is, but I didn't really like, it wasn't like my highlight, honestly. My highlight was more of,
sure,
you know, the scores,
getting the
points, unlocking new levels, unlocking new songs, new location. Like, the narrative is there, the story, it is cool, but it wasn't like my highlight at all. But that to me is like an extra bonus if you really want to get into that stuff, you know. But for me, it was every other thing besides that, you know.
All right.
Yeah. It's good. All right. I think high praise, must play. I don't care for what console. Get this as soon as possible. This is one of the best games I played this year so far.
Wow. High praise. You play a lot of games.
Very.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I play a lot of games. And actually, I remember seeing this, the trailer when it like first announced it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is different. I want to give it a chance.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I was actually texting one of my friends, Tony Polanco. Shout out to him. Like hardcore Sega fans. Like we're hardcore. Look, actually, I'm wearing the Sega shirt right here. We're hardcore Sega fans. And we were going back and forth, and I told him, yo, this game remind me of that Sega Dreamcast era. Like, it's so, the vibe is so there. In a good way. Of course, in a good way. Because I feel like it's been lacking, honestly. Like, right now, it's all about, like, the IP and, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like that. But seeing something so different and so, and then a new IP, it's hard to get to see and experience that type of experience in games, you know? So,
yeah. New original ideas
and just great work, you know, like it's good. It's really, yeah, really good.
I mean, there's a lot of game ass game. There's a lot of game to unravel there. So that's great
cheap.
That it feels fresh and new.
Yeah, and it's cheap. Go check it out. It's only $17. If you have Steam, yo, right now, I'm going to go right out and see it because it was, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was very surprised seeing the price on this. Right now it's $17.99. Originally it was $19.99. So you're saved 10% off right now on Steam.
Yeah. Save yourself a few coins.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So just want to mention that thanks to the team for sending me a code. It was a lot of fun. I can't wait to play it again. It's awesome. Actually, I'm going to be traveling to GamesCon next month. I'm probably going to take it with me. Just play on the plane. Just play that again.
Long flight. You could probably get through a lot of train levels.
Yeah, I'm going to play in the harder difficulty too.
Boy.
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
Watch out now.
Let's do it.
Choo-choo.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening or watching Gamertag Radio. Make sure to tune in. We have more stuff coming up very soon. Like I said, Gamescom next month. We have a lot of content coming up from there. Actually, I've been booking a lot of appointments for Gamescom. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. So many appointments. I'm like, let me see which one I should pick. It's all good. Anything else, Reed, from your side?
That's it. I'm thinking I'll probably pick this one up. Like, a lot of times I'm like, ah, the game isn't for me, and that's okay. But just hearing you talk about it, it's making me more curious. So I think I'm going to try it.
It's cheap. It's not. Go try it out. It's a must-have. And actually, it's on every platform, every console.
Awesome.
All right. All right, everyone. Until next time, we're out. Bye.
Bye.